years, but you know, after 29 years, it's easy to forget. I mean, at one point I tried to count up how many shows, and it was thousands. And it's Thanksgiving week, and I love Thanksgiving. It's like one of my favorite holidays. It is, you know, we have so much to be thankful for. However, I was looking up a little history of Thanksgiving today, and I found a Huffington Post story, and it kind of changed. I wanted to know that what's the real story of Thanksgiving, and it kind of changed my whole perception of Thanksgiving. I have in the studio Kenan from Five Palms is here, and I'm Aloha. So glad you're here. You have the radio voice, and I know you're super busy over there. This is season, you know, tis the season, and things are going on there. But I have to tell you what I found out. It was a very strange story. Do you know the real story of Thanksgiving?
I think I'm about to find out.
It started about 100. The story began when they started publishing school books, and that was about 120 years ago. But the real story was it was a celebration of the Americans because they killed 770 Indians, men, women, and children. And that's the celebration, and that's what the Native Americans remember. There was no gathering together for dinner at Thanksgiving and everyone grateful and helpful and sharing recipes. No, it was killing 700-plus Native Americans who had helped them and slaughtering them. So I was like, whoa.
That's absolutely horrible.
I know. I saw that story. You go look at the Huffington Post. I'll send you the link.
It's on
my Facebook. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But we've turned something really bad into something good because we can all agree we have so much to be thankful for.
It is a time of celebration, and I'm glad we're celebrating eating turkey other than, you know, what the roots were.
Right.
Well, and one thing, you know, we want to be grateful for is the 10,585 shows you've probably done.
Did you do that?
I did, because if you've done it every week.
And that's just here.
For 29 years.
Because on the same
10,000 shows.
Double that, because on those days, I do 5 days a week on my other shows. So it's 5 days a week for those many years on, actually now three stations. So don't, that's over 10,000. I have to write that down. You actually have a pen there. 10,000, how many?
585.
10,000. Boy, I really feel old now. No wonder I'm tired. That's a lot of talking. You have a radio roots background, don't you?
My dad did radio in the 40s, and so I remember that. And then also he did little theater for many years.
Not to be confused with Little Feet.
Yes.
It was Little Feet?
No, it wasn't Little Feet.
Little,
I love that
feet.
Band, yeah. Old George.
Yes, you impressed me.
That's
Old
right.
George is my great group.
Dixie Chicken.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Oh, Atlanta.
There's a couple other ones that are really good.
See, he's showing his roots. It's a thing I try to keep to do at this age. I try not to show my roots. Well, I just love what you do over there. And you know, Five Palms has been in business now for about how many years? 30 years?
23.
23 years.
And still going.
I love owner-operator businesses, and you know, this Saturday is really supporting small businesses on Maui, and I don't think of Five Palms as a small business because it's so big, you know?
And
there's
so
a lot
busy.
Of employees,
yeah.
but it really is owner-operated, and there's not a lot of restaurants that can say they've been around that long.
Absolutely, yeah. 20 years is a long time
it's
in the restaurant lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. You got that beautiful view. I mean, I think it was voted one of the best views on Maui once, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One of the
yep,
polls?
And
yeah.
we've won best poo-poo, best breakfast. Best oceanfront dining. I mean, the list goes on, and here we are getting ready for Thanksgiving this week.
I can't believe we're just doing the countdown a couple days away to Thanksgiving, and I love what you're doing this year. We're going to go over a little bit of the menu, but I want to make it clear to people, folks, you need to call for reservations. There are two seatings, 3 to 4, which is what I'm going to because I need to walk off my food after I eat it. I'm at the point in my life where if I don't exercise more, mm-hmm. I showed you my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
My Apple Watch really keeps me moving. But so after I eat, I'm going to go on a walk, maybe right down there along the beach. Maybe I'll bring a change of clothes and change into walking shoes or actually just thongs or slippers and walk on the beach and walk for an hour and work it off. What a
you
great
could
way.
Do that. You could.
Because that's the Keavakavu Beach is one of the most beautiful beaches on the island.
Definitely one of the most beautiful beaches. One of the guests saw the first whale of the season.
Oh!
about a week ago, a couple miles out.
Right.
You know, we're working away. We didn't see it, but people are starting to see whales. And
I
stuff.
Love that.
Oh, they get so close. You'll see whales. I've seen dolphins.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes turtles come in, don't they?
Yeah. Turtles come in pretty close. And then I've also seen stingrays, you know, the manta rays.
You know, I was in Tahiti, and I got to see them really up close. And I was amazed. I really had never been that close to them. I got pictures really, really close, and they're beautiful. Stingrays and manta rays, very different, but you have them both here?
Yeah, the manta rays are the ones that they have in Hawaii.
Big. So that's the first seating at 3 to 4. The second seating's 4 to 9 p.m., which means you'll see that beautiful sunset. And that's $49.95. And people should call for reservations at 879-2607.
Absolutely. The first seating from 3 to 4 is, you know, kind of like an early pricing. So that's $44.95.
Great deal.
Yeah, and there's still seating available on the early turn, so please give us a call.
That's what I'm
going to. 879-2607. And then again, we have the children 12 years and younger. They also have an early price at $25.95.
Good deal.
Yeah, great. And of course, then you can do just the a la carte turkey dinner if you don't want to do the whole feast, but you know, Chef Raul Bermudez is just such a talented guy. It's so
he's
great.
He's been
to
around
work.
A long time too on the side. He's been doing it for about 25 years at least here. You know?
At least I've worked with Raul before, and it's
just
such a pleasure.
He had this lovely place there. Remember at the mall, the original one he had right there by the Longs and Kihei out there.
Yeah, our family used to love go down there and have dinner with him. So now he's back at the Five Palms, and of course he got Moki Chong Kee down there. Moki's the man at the wheel there. Doing a great job. And then Miss Bobby Lynn Jones is our events coordinator. So if
she's very together.
She's wonderful. And if you're thinking about a Christmas party, people, it's time to make the call.
I know.
Call 879-2607 and ask for Miss Bobby Lynn. We'll set you up with either a luncheon or a dinner party. We've got other friends of ours who are bringing their Christmas parties in. I think we might be doing yours.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Have your friends and family come on down. Oceanfront. Fresh cuisine, great service, maybe whales and sunsets.
Yeah, and you know what? And of course, now you're famous for your happy hour as well. I know you've been having a super happy hour with extended hours for a long time. Now that we're kind of into winter, are you going to be keeping the long hours for happy hour?
You know, we're going to keep happy hour going. Right now, we do, you know, South Maui's longest happy hour.
Yeah.
Right now, it's from 3 until 9 o'clock.
Right.
We don't do happy hour on the holidays because, you know, we need the room, so we won't be doing it on Thanksgiving. But it'll be coming back, you know, the weekend after. And we'll probably run it right up to about the 18th of December, I think.
And then it gets towards all the visitors. And I have to say, when I go, I like to look at the crowd, as you do, the people there for dinner. And it's interesting because you have about, I'd say, a little over half and half local people and visitors come for your feast at Thanksgiving. I mean, it's interesting because I always run into friends there.
Oh, yeah. We have people who come every year. They come for Christmas, they come for Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then they'll do Easter and Mother's Day with us, because on Easter and Mother's Day we do the big buffets with the action stations.
I love those, yeah.
So we've got folks that always come and visit us for the holidays, and then we have people who come in and we'll see the same family for Thanksgiving every year for 8-9 years.
Yes, that's
and then,
me.
Mm-hmm, and then we have folks who come in and do Christmas with us, and different times of the year. So, you know, people treat us as a celebration restaurant, but, you know, don't forget we do, on non-holidays, we do Kama'aina discount, where we do 20% off on all entrees with a valid Hawaiian ID, and, you know, we support our local schools. We do the Pueo card.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Kamali'i does a Pueo card, and so it's a fundraiser for the schools. My kids did it. And so it's a fundraiser for the school. You buy a Pueo card from Kamali'i, and then it gives you a discount at all different kinds of businesses. And, of course, Five Palms likes to be involved with the community.
How cool. Well, let's go down the menu because, you know, there's nothing like talking about food.
I love food.
I do, too. I do, too.
You can tell just by
looking at me. I've had my share this year, that's for sure.
Well, I think what surprises everybody is, you know, when you come to Thanksgiving, how much people like soup.
I am a soup fanatic.
Right. So roasted butternut squash soup, spiced creme fraiche. So that's where he's making that fresh cream. Get a little bit of a pumpkin spice in there.
I'm going to have that.
Or you've got your hand-picked baby greens, goat cheese, roasted beets, pomegranates, and he's doing this with a white balsamic vinaigrette.
I'm going to have that, too.
You can have both.
I am, because I'm a vegetarian.
There you go.
So I'm going to have more of the side dishes.
Right. And, of course, then you've got that oven-roasted turkey, sausage and apple stuffing, glazed yams, giblet gravy, cranberries, and green beans, almondine.
Mm.
We're going to make sure you get an extra helping of the almondine there.
Yeah, and cranberry. I like cranberry, too.
Love cranberry.
I think today's National Cranberry Day or something like that, today or tomorrow. But there is something, you know, cranberries, when they're done right, are amazing. They're really good for you. Cranberries are really, really good for you. And you can make them so interesting, you know, the way you put it together, right? You know, how do you like your cranberries?
With turkey.
Very good answer.
You know,
Very good answer.
I think I'm going to work on maybe a cranberry cocktail just for you.
Oh, cool. That'll be cool.
You've done those before?
No. No, I've never had a cranberry cocktail.
Yeah, we did one before. A little bit more of a Christmas style of drink.
I like that. But you got to always finish with a little bit of pumpkin, right?
You know, I think he's doing this. It's called pumpkin and spice, and I think it's going to be a pumpkin and spice crunch.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, he's so he's always creative. He's always making things fresh and tasty.
Fun. A good chef likes having a creative menu.
Well, absolutely. And he does everything from scratch. We bake our own bread for dinner. It's so wonderful.
I didn't know that. That's why it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
And I like your butter, too.
Lilikoi passion fruit butter, Ala'i sea salt on that.
Yeah,
we do that with
the regular
dinner service.
That
right?
could be the best butter on the island.
Ooh.
It could be. You've got really good butter.
Okay, so we have best oceanfront dining and
best
butter.
Put them together, and what do you got? I don't know.
We're going to work on that one. Best butter. I'm making notes here.
He's actually making notes. I love it. I love it. So, you know, this is just, it's a lovely way to do it, because there's no way you could do a dinner like this at home for the amount of money that you pay for this. I mean, I was talking to Kenan before we started to figure out how much it would cost if you were going to try to make a dinner at home. And he was telling me that a lot of people actually do come in as couples. And I said how interesting it is, because there are a lot of people that don't have big families here.
Sure.
And it doesn't make sense to go and spend $200, which is about what it would cost, if you were going to go trying to put this dinner on yourself.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to go to all that work of making a dinner. And maybe I'm just trying to assuage my guilt here, but there's I work hard. I've done 10,500 shows or something, and
that's
I don't
right.
feel like cooking on Thanksgiving. Excuse me? No.
A lot of people are traveling, and they want to enjoy the holiday, but, you know, they're traveling, so they're not going to cook. And a lot of people have condos, but honestly, when you go on vacation, do you want to spend all that time and effort getting all the stuff together?
No.
Spending all day around the oven.
And not only that, if you don't have air conditioning, it can actually get very hot in the kitchen.
Well, I was thinking about, just think about your energy footprint on Thanksgiving.
That's true.
You know, you're spending money to go drive the car, to go to the store, to buy the product, to drive back home, to fire up the oven. You know, then to run the dishwashers afterwards, and all the families have to come and greet, and, you know, just come on down.
Get
just,
down there, enjoy.
Yeah, give us a call. Come down.
Don't
let us do the
work.
Cooking.
Yeah.
And let us do the dishes.
And save the time and do a walk before and after, and then you've worked out the whole meal, you know. Again, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Kenan from Five Palms. Really fabulous oceanfront, beautiful restaurant, been around 23 years. And the number, by the way, for reservations, 879-2607. Same number if you want to call. Is it Bobby Lee?
Bobby Lynn.
Bobby Lynn, if you want to put together a party for Christmas, and you better do that pretty quickly, because a lot of places are completely all booked up already for Christmas, and we're really at that point. You got to get serious. It seems this year, I swear, it seems this year, Kenan, Christmas came a month early. I started seeing Christmas stuff at the beginning of this month, in the beginning of November. In fact, I started seeing some stuff for Christmas in mid-September, even before, you know, before Halloween and all that
right.
stuff, right? But it's finally upon us. So what's happening is people are so busy trying to do all of their holiday things already, right? Mm-hmm. That it seems like, well, wait a second, we're doing Christmas and Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet, you know? So, but you are already starting to plan for your Christmas feast as well, because that's another one that, that really is a popular time to go down
absolutely.
To Five Palms for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely, because we do, on Thanksgiving, we do the wonderful Thanksgiving feast. And then we also have our a la carte menu available. So there'll be fresh fish. There'll be a nice ribeye steak. There'll be filet and lobster.
Ah,
prawns
really?
And pasta. Yeah.
Oh, so you could do the filet and lobster if you felt like going anti-turkey on this one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
Celebrate the American way with a good steak.
Good steak and lobster.
And then for the Christmas holiday, we'll be doing the turkey dinner again. But, you know, it's not such the main focus like Thanksgiving. But uh-huh. People just love a good turkey dinner.
Oh, they do. Absolutely. And you know what? It's part of a tradition. I mean, we all think of that. And we all grew up with turkey at mm-hmm. Thanksgiving and Christmas. Although some people switch it up for Christmas. Some people have other dishes. And, of course, yeah. at Easter you have ham more and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely. It is such a treat to go there. And like I say, a tradition. I've been down there so many times for Thanksgiving that I don't even have to think twice, that I just know, okay, I'm going to go. But I have to admit, I called yesterday with reservations. And I know there's probably people out there who are like me in that particular case going, oh, gosh, I didn't make my reservations yet. But that doesn't mean you can't go.
Just call us up, 879-2607. Give us a call. Let us know what we can do for you. We've got some early seatings. There might be some people who are changing their minds, so reservations might open up in the middle. And again, after 7:15, you know, there's plenty of room. So if you're working hard on Thanksgiving Day, you know, and you don't have time to do the cooking, give us a call. Come in for dinner. Let us treat you right for Thanksgiving. You deserve it.
Absolutely. You know, I've always wondered about, you know, we have so much to be thankful for, and I'm going to do a little thankfulness thing, but I do feel, for people don't realize, in the service industry, you have a lot of service people and people working that day. How many staff people do you have at Five Palms?
We have about 70 employees.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a huge amount.
It's a big ohana.
And you really have to call your people in to work on a busy day like Thanksgiving, don't you?
Well, they know that you know, it comes with the turf. You know, it's part and parcel of being in the hospitality industry is that when the holidays come on, that's game time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got people who've been with us for years and years and years. Moki Chonkey, Raul Bermudez, you've got Dina O'Brien, Ray Young, Roy Domestico, got Rick Bartoff, you have Esau. There are so many people who've been in this organization for years
Simon.
And years.
We
oh, don't forget Simon, yeah.
You have to mention Simon.
Yeah.
And you know, so we say thank you to people like that. And a nice way of saying thank you is enjoy a fabulous meal. Let people know how much you love it, you know. Maybe post it on Yelp or take some pictures, go and add to social media, give a nice tip. There's lots of ways to say thank you back.
Come and say hi to our Facebook page. Check in at the Five Palms.
You know, that's a good thing to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is, absolutely, because you've got a list of everything going on, the menus and everything like that you have on your website, right?
I would think so.
I think so. What's your website?
FivePalmsRestaurant.com.
Five Palms Restaurant. Got some nice pictures of the view and all the things
that
go on there.
Oh, just tons and tons of people.
And it's a good section on the weddings, by the way, on the website.
Well, good.
So people can check out what you can do.
Yeah, you know, and again, a great location for weddings. We've got that oceanfront lawn. Do a wedding outside, move inside for dinner and dancing. And one thing that's become very popular lately is that we're doing cocktail parties on the lawn.
I didn't know that. I mean, I knew you do weddings. Is that like part of it or what? I don't know.
It's something that people have started doing where they come in and we have that beautiful ocean front lawn.
Oh,
and
it's
there'll
beautiful.
Be
yeah.
50 to 100 people. And of course, you know, we have that full sushi bar. So we'll have the big sushi boat out there passing
this
appetizers.
This is like when someone books a party.
Yeah.
And they don't even do it for weddings. They just do it to have a party out there.
Sure. You've got this great oceanfront lawn. You come down, have cocktails and appetizers. And, you know, sometimes they don't even have dinner. They just come down and have a great big poo-poo party.
I never, ever knew you did that. And I've been knowing the Five Palms for years. I had no idea, Kenan, that you could do a party like that out there.
Yeah.
Well, how cool is that?
Really cool.
I mean,
we had
that
one
is
the
really
other night, and the photos were just amazing. You know, people were raving about the appetizers, and we had five or six waiters passing appetizers, two live bars, you know, custom wines, craft beers. It
so
was a lot of fun.
So could you do your Christmas party like that? Could you do your Christmas party out there and do as a cocktail party?
You could if you wanted to.
I think it'd be fun that way.
Yeah.
Because that way you could mingle. Part of the problem I always have on Christmas parties when you have, you know, fairly medium-sized to large staff, is there's lots of people you don't get to talk to.
Right.
When you're sitting at a table, you talk to the people around you, in front of you, but there's not always a mingle time.
And when you're sitting down, you're only talking to the people that, you know, you're right next to.
And I like the idea of just being able to have some fun on the lawn and talk and mingle and drink and do poo-poos and have it out there.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant concept.
A Christmas mixer.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Wow. You know what it costs if you wanted to do that at a hotel?
It costs
thousands of dollars.
Those are the kind of things you're just like, oh, I don't want to know that.
Well, I'm saying that because your lawn is as nice as any of the major hotels on that strip down there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Mauna Kea was built back in the day, and it's a location like no other. Mm-hmm. Like no other. It's right on the point. Got the beautiful views of
every
Mola
photograph
King.
Is beautiful from mm-hmm. there. Every
Absolutely.
Photograph. That's why wedding coordinators like it so much.
Absolutely. You know, and of course we are serving breakfast and lunch from 8 a.m. to 2:30 every day. It's such a fantastic view. Come down, enjoy great cuisine, enjoy great service, and wait for the whales to pop up.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice plan. So you've been in this business and in the industry a long time. How many years?
I have been in the restaurant business my entire life. I
really?
Started as a busboy at John Esquaga's Nugget in Sparks, Nevada when I was 14.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. And so I've been in food and beverage.
You weren't even in a legal age when you were out there serving those people in Vegas.
Just bussing those tables. Just bussing those tables.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you seen? Now, it's interesting because you know what's happening now, Kenan. In this industry, you know, it seems restaurants, a lot of people try and fail, but the ones who succeed and thrive, like Five Palms, have a good formula. But meanwhile, in the retail business, we're seeing a lot of small businesses really, really working hard. But meanwhile, more and more people are shopping online. And it's become really hard. I'm just saying this because this Saturday is
small
Maui,
yeah.
But I don't like saying small biz Maui because you should shop big, not small, when we're honoring our local small businesses. And because you know what? I really love and care. You know, you see a lot of people who own businesses who come in there for happy hour and come in shopping.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize how difficult, and I'll give a shout out to Simon, it's how difficult it is to run a business and make it succeed. It's so expensive. There's so much overhead. Let alone if you don't own the building, the rent keep going, you know, the property costs keep going
costs
up.
Costs keep going up,
up and up
sure.
and up, you know. And meanwhile, businesses are kind of getting beaten up by people just having the ease of shopping online. And this is the figures. I started looking at some of the figures in this last year. What happened last year was a little shocking, and they think it's a trend that's going to continue where more and more people just do all their shopping at Amazon or something online.
Very true.
Or get gift cards, but what will that do to our retail people? What will it do to the heart and soul and the backbone of our Maui businesses?
Well, I think it's a bit different on Maui because we're such a small community, and I think the smaller communities are going to continue to support their friends because they know the person who owns the corner store and the grocery. They know the people who own the diner down in the middle of town, and like myself. You know, my wife and I would like to dine at restaurants where, you know, they're owned by our friends. If we're going to go out and spend our money, we want to spend it in our own community.
And I really, really applaud that. I do, because it makes a huge, huge difference. Because, you know, you've been here a long time. I've been here a long time. And we need to have these small business people supported. And, boy, I know so many that are just wonderful people that we've had on the air. And I know how hard they work. I know how many hours they put in. I know how many hours like a person like you puts in, you know. You put in a lot of hours, right?
A lot of hours. But, you know, it's a labor of love when you love what you do and you love the people you're with. You know, it doesn't seem like that long.
good for you. And that does make a difference. Absolutely makes all the difference in the world when you are, you know, loving the people and enjoying the work you're doing.
When you appreciate the people you're with and you feel appreciated, that's as good as gold.
And that's where the thank you comes in Thanksgiving. That little bit of appreciation, whether it be to your boss, which hardly ever gets appreciated, or your friends, your family, your worker, your co-workers, you know.
The spouse is at home.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The spouse is at home.
Well, I've never had that, but but it is something. And that's, I think, the charm and the beauty and why Thanksgiving is so great. Even if the story that created it was a fiction, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, it does matter that we should have gotten this straight and not, they shouldn't have tried to manipulate that story. But I think that the idea of the thanks and giving the thanks is such a powerful thing that many people that don't like other holidays sometimes do appreciate being able to say thank you. And I think the biggest thing we have to say thank you to here on Maui is we have to say thanks for being able to live in this amazing place of Maui and
Absolutely.
The beauty of this. I mean, we tend to forget, you know, what the weather's like in the rest of the country. That's when I travel. And I hear I really always try to listen to what's said on the plains, you know, and to the people and try to talk a little and ask if they've been here before. And I'm finding, and I do this on a regular basis, try to do a little survey, you know. I'm sure you probably do with the people who come visit you, too, and who come to your restaurant, right?
Asking about the weather?
Well, no. Asking about what they think of Maui. Many of them are return people who come back every year.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, we have, we call them the winter regulars.
The snowbirds?
And, yeah, they'll come
You get a lot
over.
Of the Canadians and...
You know, we get people from all over the world, and our friends from the north, you know, they are fun. They are a hilarious gang. And, they're here in force right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're here in force.
A lot of them actually have timeshare condos they own or rent out or something on long-term and are here for the whole season, right?
Lots of the condos in Kihei were built in the 70s with Canadian financing.
Ah,
and
I didn't
so
know
then, you know, it's been passed down or held in the family, and so people who... whose parents or grandparents, you know, helped get this started 50 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, have been coming their whole lives. And so this is where they vacation.
Yeah.
You know, and gosh, what a great place to be. Maui,
Nokoi. It is. We're so lucky. And I mean, that is when I tried to do a little list. They've actually proven, Kenan, that if you write down a list of what you're thankful for, it helps with heart disease. It actually improves your health. What's number one, Kenan?
I'm thankful for my family.
Aww. I'm thankful for my family. And I'm thankful for Maui. And I'm thankful for all of our wonderful businesses who support us, like Five Palms and so many other great businesses year after year. I have clients I've represented for 20, 25 years. I think Five Palms is one of them. And so I'm really thankful, because if we didn't have our sponsors and people who supported us, we certainly couldn't survive. So I'm thankful to each and every one of them. And I'm thankful for our listeners, because I have people who listen. Some of them I never even get to meet. Some of them when I'm out at an event or around, I get to meet. Mm-hmm. And some of them are just really, really wonderful, loyal listeners. And, I mean, truly blessed to have our listeners. So I'm really, really thankful for that.
Well, I'm going to have to piggyback on that. I think the listeners are very thankful to have Cindy Paulos here at Koi Radio.
And, I think we forget how lucky we are when you travel sometimes and go to, I hope people get a chance to go to third world countries, just because sometimes we forget just having, being able to live in a house. You know, being able to be having our food on the table is like I think my listener's calling. I'm not going to hang it up.
I think it sums it up best, people. Lucky you live Maui.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. So, you know, do a little list of Thanksgivings. You know, maybe do one of those cards you put out, even if it is online. You know, I'm going to do it. My Jackie Lawson card at Christmas time, I put it out, and it gets out to people. But it's amazing when you're thankful, it takes anything that's a negative and turns it to a positive. And so it's easy to be thankful when things are going good, but I think it's most important to be thankful when things are challenging and hard. So it's because when you have the stuff that's challenging, and sometimes this year's been a challenging year for a lot of people.
I'm going to have to agree personally. It has been a challenging year in a lot of different ways. And, I'm thankful for where I'm at and where I work and, you know, the people that surround me.
It's nice at Five Palms because I don't think people realize what sometimes, but you actually have group meetings where you all kind of have an input and you all kind of come up with ideas and you kind of all work together.
Communication's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what is happening. Again, I would like to communicate that I love Five Palms. I'm going to be there, and I love them supporting us over all these years. If you want a fabulous Thanksgiving feast, you have two choices. They're 3 to 4 p.m. at $44.95, which is a great price. My gosh. And 4 to 9 p.m. at $49.95. The a la carte menu is still available, and that's just the regular price on the whatever you want. If you want the lobster and steak.
Yeah, if you want to do fresh fish.
Fresh fish, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have that. And but the menu's fabulous. I'm going to do a lot of side dishes, which really are very good for vegetarians on Thanksgiving. I mean, gosh, if I have roasted butternut squash soup and the hand-picked green salad with the cheese and what else? Pomegranate, isn't it?
Pomegranate, white balsamic vinaigrette.
And then I'm going to have the glazed yams.
There you go.
The cranberry.
Green beans almondine.
And green beans almondine and the pumpkin and spice dessert. So if you're a vegetarian, you can do that too. Yay, we were just speaking about how we love small businesses. And in walks Miss Small Business, Erica from Green Tea Massage up the street.
Yay.
Wouldn't you like a great massage, Kenan? This is Kenan from Five Palms.
Hi.
She has the best masseuses there. Oh, my God. Everyone likes a good massage, right? So I want to thank you, Kenan. You've been very kind to come in on your day off and spend your time talking to us. I really do appreciate
absolutely
that. I
love being here. And ikomo mai, Maui. Come
yes
and visit us at the Five Palms anytime.
Yes.
Give us a call for whatever your needs are. You can reach us at 879-2607 at the Five Palms.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sandy. Thank you.